I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, guess what? It's that time of the day. It's that 1 hour of radio that you're always looking forward to. And let's be honest, and let's be frank with each other, you're also looking forward to the sound of my voice on radio and it going through your ears, into your brain, so that you can digest the best real estate investing information out there. Awesome sauce. I'm Abhi Goldhawk. I'm super excited to be doing the show today. My guest is Kevin Ortner from Renters Warehouse, also a Think Realty coach, also a real estate investor, and also somebody that understands the game really well. You know, we have so many folks out there that say, well, how do I get from step 1 to 10? Or how do I get from steps A to Z and know what I have to cover, but I want to do it all myself? Well, guess what? Today's your day. Today's the show where we're going to cover what exactly you should expect as a single family rental investor if you're going to do it yourself. There are a lot of trials and tribulations. There are a lot of challenges if you want to do it yourself, and that's cool because I've been through the challenges, and we're here to kind of dispel some of the myths and talk about a lot of things, a lot of good topics that you need to know if you're going to do it yourself. Kevin, welcome to the show, man. Good to have you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'll be great chatting with you again.
All right, let's do this. So one question, as you know, before we get started, a lot of drama-filled response because, you know, Think Realty Radio loves drama, and that's, Kevin, are you in a real estate of mind today?
I am always in a real state of mind, especially when I'm on Think Realty Radio.
Woo! How can you not be, man? With that kind of enthusiasm, I like it. That works.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
That
we're
works.
Ready to go.
Give me a little breakdown about who you are and what you do.
All right. So as you mentioned, I'm Kevin Ortner, CEO of Renters Warehouse. And Renters Warehouse is a national third-party residential property management company. We specialize in managing single-family rental properties and small multifamily. So today we're in 42 markets across 20-plus states, and we manage about 22,000 single-family homes.
That's a pretty large number. How did you grow and how did you scale from like zero to 22,000, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, you know, we've been doing this a little over a decade, and we started as a small mom-and-pop property management company, and have just been dedicated to continuing to, kind of innovate things and bring transparency back to this marketplace. And frankly, just reinvest a lot of money in the business as we went along to grow into something that's been pretty exciting to continue to build. So we started at the bottom with zero properties, and here we are today. We're one of the largest in the nation, and, excited to keep growing, excited to help people realize their dreams of, investing in this asset class and building wealth for themselves and their family. And that's what we're out here doing every day now.
Awesome. Let's talk about DIY. What to you does it mean to do it yourself, DIY, do it yourself in the single family rental space?
Yeah, you know, we get this question a lot because, frankly, property management is, in its most basic form, something that everybody can do. And a lot of early investors in this space do it themselves. You know, we call them the DIYers, right? It's like if you're going to remodel your house yourself, you're DIYing it. You can do it yourself property management, absolutely. And I think there's pros and cons to that. I think the pros are you really understand the nitty-gritty of what goes on to manage a property, the trials, the tribulations, what works, what doesn't work. And I think it makes you a better investor. So I often tell people that they, you know, for some period of time, even if it's just a few months, should jump in and try some of the things themselves. It makes them, I think, more robust as they build their portfolio later. I think the hazards of trying to do it yourself is it's likely not your expertise, right? If you're a real estate investor, a lot of people start, obviously, they've got a full-time 40, 50, 60-hour-a-week job, good career. They're starting to invest money in real estate. And being a property manager, collecting rent and coordinating maintenance requests and dealing with legal requirements, it's not what they're best at. And so it's oftentimes not where their best energy is spent. And it certainly doesn't allow you to scale your portfolio. And I think that's the biggest hazard of DIY, and is it limits how many homes you can get. Sometimes it's hard to even get past that first one. So there's certainly pros and cons, but at the end of the day, there's a lot that goes into property management.
No, for sure. I mean, you've met me in person. You know, I'm 5'5" and 120 pounds. There's nothing that I want to do that I would want to do myself. Like, there's no way, right? Like, I'm not going to pick up a hammer, not going to pick up a sledgehammer. I'm sure as heck not going to manage my own property. Like, never, ever, ever.
Yeah, well, especially since you're actually 5'4". I think you're exaggerating here with 5'5".
Is it because you're 5'4 and a half that you're saying I'm 5'4"? You actually know my...
Yeah. That's, you know, you're the terrible. Only person I know that's actually shorter than me. I'm 5'9", so I'm a pretty short guy myself. And it really excites me to be around you because it makes me feel, you know, tall, important, big, all that kind of stuff.
You know what? I have no comment to this. That's terrible. I like it, though. So let's say I'm just starting out buying my first couple of rentals. Does it make sense to DIY maybe for like the first two or three so I can get the hang of things and then bring in property management? Does that make sense, or should I just bring in property management from the get-go?
You know, I think everyone's a little different, right? Which isn't the best answer. Everyone's kind of different. You need to understand what might work best for you. There's some people, like yourself, you just talked about, who want nothing to do with it. Maybe they think they might, but when they dive in, they're probably not going to. I think, you need to understand what it really entails. From, you know, a lot of times, being a property manager means you end up having to be the bad guy, right? And I think there's a lot of people who don't enjoy being a bad guy, unless they, are really forced in that position. And what I mean by that is, you know, having to collect rent. The rent's not in on time. You have to start making phone calls, chasing it down, knocking on the door, you know, demanding some payment. And, it's easy to fall for those sob stories of why they can't pay or what's going on and extend them more time. And next thing you know, you're in a bad spot. So that's one example. Another example might be telling a tenant that you're not going to fulfill a certain maintenance request because it's their responsibility in their lease versus your responsibility as a property owner. So, you know, there's conflict and there's confrontation that come up, and I think that's one of the number one things people need to look at if they're looking at doing it themselves is, am I ready for that? Do I want to do that? Do I want to add that stress to my life? If the answer is yes, then just make sure you study up on it. And in fact, I wrote a book on this called The Rent Estate Revolution, and it talks about why you should buy and why you should invest in investment strategies. But the third section is all about operations, and I kind of pulled back the curtain from the renter's warehouse operations and gave tips and tricks on how to operate your home and all those things that go along with it. But I think if you're going to educate yourself on it, like I said, it could be a good thing. It's going to take up time, and you need to make sure you have that time to put into it.
So I think that's one of the biggest things that we forget, right, as real estate investors just starting out, is how much time this really takes. And if there's one conversation I know that I've been having with real estate investors, a new one specifically, over the last maybe couple of weeks, it's been, you know what? Like, focus on building your business or focus on your job that you're working 40, 50, 60 hours a week and you're crushing it. That's awesome. You're a doctor, dentist, business professional, entrepreneur. Awesome. Rock that. But then never underestimate how much time doing this, getting into the property game, getting into fixing and flipping or fix to rent or buying turnkey will really take up. And also don't let that have an effect on your performance at work. Otherwise, you're just going to be failing in both things. And that's why having a good property manager on the flip side really helps with that. So we got to go to break. Kevin, help me understand a little bit more about your book and where folks can get in touch with you.
Yeah, so easiest way to find the company is our website, renterswarehouse.com. There's links to the book there as well. You can also buy the book Rent Estate Revolution on Amazon, a great place. And best way to connect with me is on LinkedIn. At Kevin Ford.
Awesome. And just so everybody knows, Think Realty Nation, this hour of Think Realty Radio is brought to you by Renters Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest growing, highest reviewed property management companies in America. And I'll tell you something, too. If you ever find Kevin at an event, he's always traveling the country. He always has so many events to go to, and he's such an awesome speaker. Make sure that you take your book, that you take the Rent Estate Revolution book, and you have him sign it, because he'll dot I's with little hearts. And it's like, it's an awesome little touch that he does. I think it's so, so cool. All right, Think Realty Nation, we got to go to break. Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Ask me questions anywhere online at Avi Golhar. And you know what? It's your hour. It's your time. Get started right now. Do something about it. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape. And we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse.
Urgent. Learn how you can save thousands with a 1031 exchange. Learn how to avoid making costly mistakes by claiming a virtual seat at homeinvest.com/1031. Learn strategies on how not to miss IRS deadlines, committing to one deal without a backup plan, and why you shouldn't just take the cash. Avoid these mistakes and more when selling property by joining our free class now. A 1031 exchange is smart strategy to invest, but you need to do your homework. Go to homeinvest.com/1031 now. Home Invest, smart real estate investing.
Join Think Realty Radio host Avi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Visit thinkrealty.com to register for this two-day, power-packed event to make deals, network, and learn from some of the biggest names in real estate today, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Go to thinkrealty.com to become a free Think Realty member and get discounted early bird tickets to this Atlanta event and more. That's thinkrealty.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, we are back. My guest today, Kevin Ortner from Renters Warehouse, and also a Think Realty coach. Super, super awesome videos that Kevin has on thinkrealty.com. So make sure you check it out. You know, whenever I am interested in getting into a new part of the real estate game or just sharpening my skills a little bit, I'm always going to influencers, always going to folks that are selfless and giving information and open to having awesome conversation with you. And Kevin is really one of those guys. I remember the first time I met him, I looked at him, I'm like, there's no way like he can embody such an awesome personality, but also have so much energy and information about the single family rental space and deliver it in such a really easy to understand format. And I was really surprised he did. Not that I didn't think you were capable, Kevin, but it's hard to find people that have that charisma and that have that understandability, if you will. And you were able to do it very well, even in your book, Rent Estate Revolution. So make sure that you check it out on Amazon.com as well. Let's jump into some of these best practices, the property management best practices that I know you wanted to get to. First and foremost, property inspections.
Yeah, you know, I think, and thanks for the kind words. I really appreciate that. That's so nice of you. And, you know, at the end of the last segment, I got to touch on this. You gave away the secret, right? You're the only person who has a book dotted with the heart. And, you know, it was going to be worth something. It was going to be worth something.
I think so.
Everyone's going to ask for it. Everyone's going to want it. And it's just not as special anymore. So, you know, hey, anyone who wants the heart in the book, feel free to, you know, pick it up at Amazon, bring it to me. We'll do that. And it's just going to ruin what Avi tried to do with his book. But anyway, property inspections. You know, this one of the reasons we talk about this first, property inspections, is after you find your tenant, this is the next really kind of important thing you do to make sure things are going to go well. And I think when people are looking to do property management themselves, you know, the biggest thing I can stress is to, you know, what you do on the front end makes the whole transaction, the whole 12 months, 24 months, however long this person's in your home, makes it all go much smoother, right? From finding the right tenant, which we can talk about here later on, to making sure you move them into the property properly, have things documented in your lease and your inspection forms properly. So that's why this inspection's so important. There's multiple inspections that happen throughout a lease term of a property, but that move-in inspection and move-out inspection are two of the most important. So one of the tips I like to give people is to, you know, do a video inspection. And that's what we've been doing at Renter's Warehouse for 6 or 7 years. You know, we used to use those. You know, remember when the JBL Flip the cameras came out? You know, they're really cool digital video cameras. That's how long ago we've been doing this.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the reason we did that is the old adage is that if a picture speaks 1,000 words, I like to think that a video speaks 1,000 pictures, right? And 10 years ago when we got into this business, tenants would move out, and they dispute security deposit charges, which are what these inspections are for. If there's some damage to the home and a tenant moves out, no matter how minor it is, that's why you want to document the condition. And without photographs, we were getting a lot of disputes and a lot of issues coming up, and so we started taking photos. And that helped, but we still get some disputes because the picture maybe misses a certain part of a room or a corner or whatever it might be. And when we moved to video, we eliminated 80% of all of our disputes because you can't dispute without a video. And so taking that video move-in inspection, taking your time as you walk through the property, documenting the condition of the property, doing it with your new tenant there is just the number one important first step. And then on the flip side of that, when they're moving out, doing the same thing. You can document it so you can go home and review it if you need to you know, as you're making security deposit, you know, corrections or deductions from the deposit. And you also just keep it as documentation in case there's a dispute that comes up later. So those two, move-in, move-out inspections with video, is huge. And then, you know, the second tip with inspections is just don't forget to do them throughout the lease term as it's happening, whether they're just exterior drive-by inspections to make sure the property is being maintained on the exterior, or schedule an interior inspection. That is your right as a landlord. You can do inspections of the property. Check with your local state laws, because they're all different as far as the amount of timing you have to give to a tenant before you go in or the reasons why you can go in. But it is your right to make sure that your investment's being kept up well, things like that, so you can fit those in throughout the lease term as well on the property inspection side.
So you bring up a really good point about video. I didn't realize how powerful video was until I started doing the same thing. And it's really powerful, especially with the tenant there, right? Like, that's a little tweak. That's a little add-on bonus that not a lot of folks will tell you. It makes a difference. You get the tenant in the video, and then they're like, oh, yeah, you know, I saw this, and now there's a big gaping hole in the wall where the TV used to be. What happened? Well, clearly it wasn't there because – right? And so that's right. Video evidence. You can't tamper with that. There's no way. And it becomes – evidently clear that something else happened, and all of a sudden we need your security deposit. So really quickly, I know I want to talk about the rent collection process in a second, but a lot of this is predicated on finding the right tenant. What are some of the best practices on how to do that? Do you have any strategies, any tips, any tricks?
Yeah, you know, I think that's one of the things we really specialize at Renters Warehouse. I think we're really, really great at is finding high quality tenants quickly. Our average time to find a tenant from the time we list a home to the time we have a lease signed and someone committed to move into the property is under 20 days. In the summer, it's sometimes under 2 weeks. But with that, we're still finding high-quality tenants. And so some of those tricks are make sure – well, there's a lot. But one, make sure your property is in great show condition, right? Because at the end of the day, perception's reality, and you're going to attract the type of tenant that your property show you be. So if it's not quite cleaned yet, you say, you know, I'm going to paint the walls and clean up after I find a tenant so I know I have someone moving in, I've got some cash flow coming in. Bad idea. You're going to attract someone who's happy to move into a dirty house with marks in the walls, et cetera, and that's how they're going to treat your home. On the flip side, if it's painted, it's cleaned, the carpets have been cleaned, the landscaping manicure is ready to go, that's what they're going to think the expectation is moving in, and that's the type of tenant you're going to attract. Having that home ready is number one. And then advertising your property across as many advertising platforms as you can is key. Because at the end of the day, you want to drive as many potential leads of tenants to you so you can sift through them. What that's going to do is give you confidence that you don't just have to accept the first person that applies because it's been 2 weeks since you heard somebody apply in your home. You want to have multiple tenant inquiries coming in every day. That goes back to that time piece. Do you have enough time to do this yourself? Because you want to be talking to tenants every day about your property, showing it several times a week, back in those showings so that you can actually look through and say, hey, you know what? This tenant, maybe they don't have quite the credit score you want, or they don't have the great rental history you want, or there's just something about it that, they're not the right tenant for you. You can feel comfortable turning them down and moving on to the next tenant. So make sure you're doing a lot of marketing, a lot of showings, and driving a lot of potential tenants to the property. And that, of course, also includes making sure you're pricing it right. Don't price it too low, because that's undercutting your returns. But don't try to shoot for the moon either, because then you're going to sit there and have a couple months of vacancy and ultimately probably lower the price down to where it should have been in the first place. Make sure you do your research on pricing the property as well.
Are you seeing any – and we're going into break here probably in the next minute. Are you seeing any increase in rent that you can charge based on, say, a few home automation conveniences that even tenants are looking for? Example, Nest, et cetera. Is that something that you're seeing?
You know, that's not – we're not getting a lot of rent increases from that stuff. But what you're doing is you're making your property stand out. Right. And so if there are multiple homes in the area that are similar to rent, which a lot of markets, you know, take Phoenix or Las Vegas, there's a lot of homes that are similar, same or similar homes in a lot of these larger master plan communities. And so there might be a couple for rent of the same type of house in the same neighborhood, same location, same price point. You have those types of things from automated door locks to Nests where they can have energy efficiency and some of those other cool devices. That sets your home apart, and that's mainly where you get the benefits.
Got it. Well, I appreciate the thoughts on home automation. There's an individual that was asking me about it, so I'm like, you know what? Let me ask Kevin. He would definitely know the answer. Think Realty Nation, we got to go to break. Stay tuned. More with Kevin when we come back. Talking more about the property management best practices on rent collection, handling maintenance, and rental laws that you need to watch out for. Really good info when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Goldhar.
Thank
Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's Abhi Golhar. My guest today is Kevin Ortner from Renter's Warehouse. And just so you know, this hour of awesome Think Realty Radio is brought to you by Renter's Warehouse, one of the largest, fastest growing, and highest reviewed property management companies in America. Now, Kevin, before the break, we were talking a little bit about home automation. We're talking about some of these pieces that are really important for property inspections that property managers do on a very regular basis, that if we were to do it ourselves on a DIY basis, that we would absolutely have to consider. What are some best practices for rent collection that you know of?
Yeah, you know, I get this question a lot. And the biggest thing I tell people when it comes to rent collection and how to make it smooth and kind of less painful for you if you're going to do it yourself is you have to treat it like a business. Right. Rent collection, I think, is one of the hardest things for people because, again, it, like we talked about a little bit ago in a different segment, it involves some conflict. Right. Hopefully you've done your upfront homework and you've done a great job screening your tenant. And you've run appropriate background checks and run rental references and income verifications and all that kind of stuff. And your tenant pays rent on time before it's late. But if it does become late, you have to treat it like a business. So what I mean by that is it's do what it's due. And you have to have a process in place that means you're going to follow up on it. And one of the things we do at Renter's Warehouse that I think makes our rent collection, you know, really the gold standard of the industry when it comes to our rent collection numbers is we're very militaristic about how we collect rent. And what I mean by that is we don't ever forget. So the day the rent is late, the tenants are getting phone calls, text messages, letters, emails, notifications saying, hey, it's late. Here's the consequences for being late. Please make a payment. Now, they're polite. You know, we're not brain people, but it comes, right? And ultimately, what happens when they move into a Renter's Warehouse property is they realize every single month it comes, and we don't forget. And I think that's one of the biggest mistakes people as a DIYer do is they're working that 60-hour-a-week job. They're doing other things. They're going to the pool with their family. They're, you know, doing their hobbies, extracurriculars, trying to buy houses, trying to rehab houses. And the fifth of the month when the rent light comes around and they forget it's the fifth, next thing you know, it's the 10th. And they're like, oh, my gosh, I haven't got my rent yet. And they start following up. And now we're training tenants to know that, hey, I'm going to have some leeway here, right? So you have to have systems in place to remind yourself to do the things you can do to collect the rent. Now, each state varies a bit from timing on when you can send letters, what type of letters you can send. But the key is don't forget. And ultimately, when you are talking with your tenants and they're coming up with their excuses of, you know, the 14th time their grandma died, you can't fall for them. You either need to make a payment plan they're going to adhere to, or you're going to evict them or negotiate to get them out of the property. And so that's what I mean by run it like a business. You got to take it serious, have a process in place. Otherwise, you're going to get walked all over by your tenant in the home.
That's such a good point. We have to start taking serious accountability, not only to ourselves, but also to the business that we're building, right? Like, I feel too many folks will not build a business and they'll let the emotions get in the way. And all of a sudden, like you said, the tenants will walk all over you. This is a business, folks, and we have to treat it like one. And if we don't, guess who's not making the money? We're not. And guess who's not going to see the yield? We're not. And then guess who's not going to be interested in buying your portfolio later because you have substandard performance? People like Kevin and hedge funds, right? Like, you know, and just speaking the truth here. Now, let's talk a little bit about best practices for handling maintenance because I know that's a big one.
Yeah, you know, I think so. When you look at property management, right, a couple of things that you need to focus your time on, or frankly, as a property management company, a couple of things we think we have to be excellent at are finding tenants. We talked about that and the importance of finding that tenant because that sets everything else up to hopefully go really well. Collecting rent. The money is one of the most important pieces of this whole program. And then one of the third kind of legs of the stool is maintenance coordination and ensuring that the home is being maintained by the tenant. We talked about inspections to do that, but also responding to things that do break, being proactive with maintenance, et cetera. So I think maintenance handling, maintenance coordination, this is one of those sticky ones because of a couple of reasons. One, Murphy's Law. So things that can go wrong will go wrong, and usually at 2 a.m., right? So you're sleeping. That's what are you going to do to make sure you're able to take those? My house is flooding calls at 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever that emergency might be. If you live in the north in the winter and the furnace goes out, you have to be able to respond to that tenant at 2 o'clock in the morning when the furnace goes out for a couple of things. One, you're going to run into rental law issues from not responding in a timely manner to your tenant of not having heat. And then your pipes are going to freeze and you're going to cause a lot more damage to your home. Or if you live in the south, if you have an air conditioning issue. So my point is again, it kind of goes back to having a system. If you're going to do this yourself, you have to treat it like a business, have a system in place, know how you're going to ensure that you're going to get those late-night phone calls if they do come through, and then you have to have the appropriate team. You have to know who you're going to dispatch that call to when it comes in. You might have a good handyman or a good neighbor friend that can help you do work, or you're kind of handy, but you probably can't fix your furnace. You probably can't fix the air conditioner. You might not know how to fix the flood when the hot water heater bursts, right? So you have to build that team, be ready, and have those numbers on speed dial on your cell phone or in your little black book in your briefcase, be able to make those calls when they do come in, I think is important. And I think the second thing I'll say is, you know, making sure you're taking care of that proactive maintenance, right, whether it's gutter cleaning or just typical things you do if you were living in the home. Keeping up on that type of maintenance is going to keep your investment value high. You're not going to have water problems in the basement of your home for markets where we have basements. You're taking care of those gutters, or you're doing furnace and AC tune-ups as they come through, or whatever that preventative maintenance task that can come up would be. That's also an important part. So there's that proactive part, there's that reactive part, and the reactive is the biggest piece of this business, and make sure you have that team built and a system around how you're going to field those requests when they come in from your tenant.
That's a good point. I mean, a lot of what I'm hearing as an investor, too, if I'm listening, if I'm really paying attention, if I'm really listening to you, this really comes down to one word: focus. Right? What do I want my focus to be? There are plenty of ma and pa single-family rental owners that are self-managing, and they're going gray early, and they're pulling their hair out because they're managing 60 rentals. Like, I couldn't do that. I don't have a helicopter, right? Like, that's not going to happen. I live in Atlanta. The traffic situation is terrible. But what's my focus? Is my focus to acquire and also create my own job? Or is my focus to build wealth by building a portfolio and finding excellent operators? And that's really, for me, where Renters Warehouse it takes the cake on it, right? Like, it allows me to scale and grow. What are some rental laws that I need to start paying attention to? We have about a minute and a half before we end the show. Or before we end the segment, wait, Think Realty Nation, we have the Power Play coming up.
Oh, boy. So real quick, I think on rental laws, the biggest thing you have to watch out for is that if you're becoming a larger investor and investing across state lines, every state is different. And frankly, even inside of a state, each city can have different laws from occupancy, the number of people who can live in your property. That's governed by the city. So you need to understand, even if you have a home in Atlanta proper, if you invest in an Atlanta suburb, that code might be different, right? The way that you can take tenant applications even is governed at sometimes the local level. So the point with rental laws is, as you move into new states or as you're buying and managing, if you're going to self-manage your first property, you have to get that landlord-tenant handbook. You need to go and read the laws, understand what they are, and make sure that you're complying by them. Otherwise, you're going to have a whole lot of hurt and a whole lot of trouble down the road. And that's one of the advantages of working with a professional landlord like Renters Warehouse, is we have those for each state. We're able to make sure that we're keeping you in compliance with those rules. If you are going to do it yourself, ensure that you learn what they are. It all goes back to the education piece, right? Learn what they are so you can keep yourself safe.
That's right. And I think one of the biggest things for me as a takeaway is it possible to do all of this myself, to be a landlord, to be in the driver's seat of creating my own wealth through single family rentals? Absolutely. But what am I focused on? Am I focused on the wrong things and handling maintenance requests at 2 o'clock in the morning or at 8 o'clock in the morning or at 8 p.m.? Or am I focused on finding more deals, raising more capital, and getting a bigger portfolio? And if the answer to that is the latter, then my suggestion is check out runnerswarehouse.com. Understand the property management components and pieces they have in play, not only so that it can automate your business, but you can use their expertise to your benefit to grow and build wealth. Kevin, thank you very much for jumping on the show with me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Think Realty Nation, don't go anywhere. The Power Play with me and Greg Grand. Greg Grand and I, actually, to be grammatically correct, that's what's coming up. It's part of radio you don't want to miss. Be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Direct private lending. Triumph Capital Partners enables real estate investors and their growth with a fluid approach to the asset-backed private lending industry. Whether it's rehab, fix and flip, or bridge acquisition loans, Triumph Capital Partners offer financial products for today's real estate investors. Call 877-353-1099 or visit triumph.capital to apply. direct private lending, flexible solutions, 24-hour pre-approval, and 7-day funding. Triumph.capital.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors.
Urgent. Learn how you can save thousands with a 1031 exchange. Learn how to avoid making costly mistakes by claiming a virtual seat at HomeInvest.com/1031. Learn strategies on how not to miss IRS deadlines, committing to one deal without a backup plan, and why you shouldn't just take the cash. Avoid these mistakes and more when selling property by joining our free class now. A 1031 exchange is smart strategy to invest, but you need to do your homework. Go to HomeInvest.com/1031 now. Home Invest, smart real estate investing.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published?
Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095.
Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately.
Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to the Power Play with me, Abhi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Graham. Think Realty Nation, it's the Power Play with myself, Greg Rand, and our two brains put together to create a superhuman brain. Talking about data, talking about what you need to succeed in the real estate investing world, your career, and just taking action on some of this stuff. Greg, what's the Power Play for today?
I'm going to jump into that in a second, but I have this image in my mind of us laying on gurneys with, like, you know, with these silver caps on our heads with the brains being fused. Where did that come from, man? It's awesome. I love it.
It's a PR nightmare, I'm sure, that one.
So the Power Play today is Chattanooga, Tennessee. We talk a lot here about markets that are catching investors' attention, markets that we're bringing at Old America to the attention of large investors. And I like getting into places that are kind of what's coming next, right, as opposed to the obvious ones. And Chattanooga, first of all, I know there's something to this, but I can't prove it, that when you have a name like Chattanooga, you're already on the way to winning, right? Like right. Everybody in the country has heard of Chattanooga.
That's right.
I don't even know where I heard it. I think it was in Bugs Bunny cartoons when I was a kid, right? So like, it's like we're going to do Walla Walla, Washington at some point because it's called Walla Walla, Washington. And that alone, I know it's a big wine market right now. I think all that stuff actually matters from a qualitative standpoint. But let's talk about the quantitative first, right? I always want to start off with what is happening and then try to figure out why. And mm-hmm. we can do that together. So the what, I go to ownamerica.com, I pull up a Chattanooga portfolio on the homepage, and what I see here is a combination of calculators of return and then charts and graphs, visualization of population trends. That's the whole angle that we have here, is the combination of those two things. And so one thing I want to have your listeners understand is that when you zig and zag around America, you find that there's an equilibrium in the way the market overall performs, okay? There are two things that drive wealth in owning real estate. One is that it gets more valuable, so appreciation, and one is when it's income-producing real estate, you're generating more income than you are expenses, you're making a yield, all right? So yield plus appreciation, easy for me to say, yield plus appreciation gives you your total return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to it if you have a mortgage on it and stuff like that, but just keeping it real simple, when you combine yield with appreciation, most of America winds up landing in the 8 to 8.5% range. Let's just call it 8, all right? Like America is an 8% return on investment, all right? Because if you buy a typical middle-of-the-road, working-class, single-family, three-bedroom house in one of these places, you'll get, if you buy one in Charlotte, you'll get a 6% yield, and you'll get, you know, a 3% appreciation. So again, we'll call it between 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
5.5 and 2.5 gets you to 8. All right. You go to Dallas, you're getting a 5.5 to 6% yield. You're getting a 2.5 to 3.5% appreciation. It gets you to between 8 and 9. You go to Austin, you get a 4% yield, but you get a 4%, 4.5% appreciation rate. You get to 8.5. Same thing with Raleigh, California, 3% yield, 5%, 6% appreciation. It's amazing how negotiations between people buying real estate, selling real estate, and then tenants and landlords negotiating on rents, happening millions of times across this country, ends up landing between 8 and 9% when you put them both together, okay? It's an amazing thing. So anytime you can find a market that for one reason or another is beating a 9, you've got something worth paying attention to, and Chattanooga does that. The home prices in Chattanooga are relatively low, all right? So the median price in Chattanooga, you know, people aren't going to believe this, $155,000, all right? People around the country, especially where, you know, in the big population centers, they think $150,000, you can't buy a one-bedroom shack, but you can buy a three-bedroom home in Chattanooga, and that allows you to see a yield of closer to 7%. So you're making a 7% return on your investment just on the income, but then Chattanooga is also appreciating it above the national average, just barely above. National average appreciation for the last 20 years annually is about 3.5%. Chattanooga is a touch above that, but it's going up faster. Okay, the curve in Chattanooga is steepening right now. It's happening right now. Now, you know that I wrote a book 5 years ago, a little more than that now. I did a lot of market prediction 5, 6, 7 years ago, and I picked a few winners based upon this analysis that ran away with it, like really ran away with it. And I'm making that prediction with Chattanooga right now because it's already begun, right? It is the new Nashville, right?
Yeah,
people who
want
to go to a cool southern country city are finding Chattanooga to be a big draw, but there's more. Chattanooga was one of the first cities in America to go all fiber, 1 gigabyte internet speeds mm-hmm. in the city of Chattanooga out of nowhere. Like nobody was doing that. They did that. It caught the attention. It basically was them saying, yeah, everybody wants to be a tech city because tech cities are cool. They draw in a lot of youth. They draw in a lot of industry, but you have to do more than just say it, right? You have to do something. Mm-hmm. They laid cable. They did something. They dug trenches and they laid cable and they put 1 gig speeds in there, which has attracted a whole younger generation. It's got the combination of let me wrap it in this, okay? It's become a very, very cool city, a cool town, right? It's drawing in youth. It's got the foodie thing going on. It's got the brewery thing going on. And the wine, it's got all of that and a tech vibe to it. And now an entrepreneurship vibe to it that is pulling people in for all the right reasons, plus some that are sort of whimsical, but long-term whimsical. I want to live in a cool place where I can afford to get a great place. And that population lift is giving investors in Chattanooga a phenomenal opportunity.
Yeah, I've been following Gary Vaynerchuk for a little bit, and right. He has VaynerMedia, which is his company, his digital marketing company in New York, and he opened his office in Chattanooga, and I think he stated that in the press release maybe 2015, 2016, and he's been building there in terms of his ad agency, et cetera. It's incredible.
Listen, that matters, man. When you
it
get,
totally
we call
matters.
That a, we call that a city being anointed.
Absolutely.
By somebody. Okay.
Yep.
Now Gary V is on fire right now. Okay. Gary V is activating and wrapping his arms around an entire generation of entrepreneurs. My kid is 14. When he was 13, he was listening to Gary V. I'm like, you know who that is? And he's like, yeah, it's Gary V. I said, well, he curses too much. You shouldn't listen to him. But
right.
I acquiesce because the lessons are so good.
Yep.
I'm addicted to it also. And when he says we're in New York and L.A., I think, and London, and we're going to Shanghai or whatever, and Chattanooga, you're like, wait, why Chattanooga? And that's an anointing. That's a guy saying, I found a place. Something tells me, and I'm meeting him sometime soon, so maybe I'll ask him, what – did he go there and have a good meal and a good weekend and say, I like the vibe, I'm going to anoint this place, I'm going to put it on the map? Because that stuff happens. And it really does matter because it becomes, you know, it's like a sun that has then a whole planetary system and moons and satellites that all come around. And, Gary V has the juice now to draw a lot of attention simply on travel and tourism. But announcement by a guy like that is akin to a Ford factory reopening, or
that's right.
Who was it? Mazda opened up in Huntsville, Alabama. Mazda anointing
Mazda.
Huntsville, if
yeah.
I have that right. Them anointing Huntsville with a factory matters. And Gary Vee opening up what might not be a huge office, but putting it so much on the map. And again, the name, right? Everybody that hears him mention Chattanooga says, oh, Chattanooga, that sounds pretty cool, right? Never been. It's going to draw a lot of people in, and it strikes me as one of those places, like Charleston, that when you go, you say, this place is going to be in my life, okay? I'm coming back. I want to spend more time here. I'm going to tell my friends about it here. I may even want to move here, and then businesses go there. It just, I think we found ourselves one here. I'm making investments in Chattanooga, all right? I'm recommending investments in Chattanooga, and there's enough room for everybody to catch this wave. And by the way, you know this, Abhi, one of the best things about real estate investing is that when you see people that are competition, they're not competition. They're fellow travelers.
That's right.
Okay. When everybody piles into Chattanooga, everybody's real estate gets more valuable.
Yes.
So yeah, you compete for a tenant, but don't worry about it, right? Just pile in and give them and they give you the benefit of more capital coming in and driving the market up.
And it's the validation. And you know what? This has really got me jazzed about visiting Chattanooga and checking it out. Like, I'm super excited now. It's only maybe 2 hours away from Atlanta. I live in Atlanta. So I'm going to check it out. And maybe we'll talk about that on the Power Play sometime soon in the future. But that is the Power Play Think Realty Nation. We are recommending a buy in Chattanooga. And remember, real estate is a long-term game. It's not a short-term game. It's a long-term game. Understand where you're going to invest. Start picking the right markets. Pay attention to the Power Play. And that wraps up the Think Realty Radio Show. So check out all the other shows, all the other great shows that we've had, amazing guests, by clicking play on thinkrealtyradio.com. We have a magazine as well at Barnes & Noble called Think Realty Magazine. Check it out. Read it. Get in touch with us with any questions you might have. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
Biz Talk Radio,